House Resolution 11 represents the court. House Resolution 11 be recommended to pass. Any discussion or questions for Representative Secor? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion prevails. Members, next is another bill pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03. Deadline, Representative Broad. Is Representative Broad here? Representative Broad. Chair will move that House File 813 be recommended to pass pursuant to Rule 203. Representative Broad.
Oh,
I'm sorry. 874. I apologize, Representative Broad. 874. This bill
is just before you. We were in negotiations with the state government finance and wanted to make sure that all the parties sitting at the table together, which we did. So, Mr. Chair, we ended up missing a deadline by 1 day. Bill is extremely important
for
this year, and I'd like to keep this
separate as well. Questions for Representative Broad? Seeing none, all right. Chair will renew his motion that House File 874 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Sorry, Representative Secor, we'll get you back up here. See, you have two in a row here. Representative Secor, I believe, has House File 813. The chairman of the House File 813 he recommends has from Representative Secor. Can you explain why the bill is before the Rules Committee?
Yes, we passed this on the committee
last week. Still have to go there, still? Yeah. So, members, this bill still does have to go back to Agricultural Finance. Representative Johnson.
I see appropriations in here. Are they, did they come out as targets or awards, or how are they accounted for?
Representative Scott.
This is all in our bill, but it was.
Representative Bernard. Other questions? Representative Carlson.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, maybe a point of clarification, if you will. It would be my understanding that any bill, regardless of the source of the money, should go through the Ways and Means Bill. Now, there is in the rule a couple of potential escape hatches, if you will. One, some reference, if it's negligible in amount, whatever that may be. And then there's also a reference under certain circumstances, if it's a negligible amount, as I understand it, but they share Ways and Means to perhaps waive that. So I guess I'm requesting of the chair here a clarification of that. I assume the Help America Vote Act account, that must be some federal dollars. I'm not sure if there's any state involved with that directly or not, but federal dollars. But I think we need a clarification on the federal account, federal dollars, and just how we're going to handle those.
And just to clarify, Representative Carlson, the broad bill, you know, we'll correct the minutes to make sure that that is going to Ways and Means, and I think it would be appropriate to send Representative Sikora's bill to Ways and Means as well. So, I mean, I will change my motion to re-refer the bill to the Ways and Means Committee. I think there's some good points made.
So then we would, Mr. Chairman, be re-voting on the broad bill. Is the motion just on Ways and Means?
And that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion, Representative Sikora? Chair will alter the motion to House File 813 be recommended as and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. To Representative Sikora. And then just to clarify, we were just going to that's Representative Carlson, but maybe what we will do is reconsider the vote by which House File 874 was just recently passed before us, and then we'll make sure that that is formally sent to the Ways and Means Committee. So, Chair will move that House File 874, the motion by which we passed, be reconsidered. All in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion prevails. And the Chair will move that House File 874 be recommended passed and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay. Next, I believe, we have Representative Sieben. So, Sieben, the chair will move that House File 987 be recommended to pass. Representative Sieben, can you explain why the bill is before us? Questions, Representative Sieben? Seeing none, the chair will renew the motion that House File 987 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Next, we have House File 1081. Representative Osmond is not with us, but Representative Hoppe moves that House File 1081 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, this is taking in on technical bills. I believe Representative Osmond helped us even the last possible minute as potential vehicle for his omnibus bill. And walk up not to be that he picked another bill for you. It's a relatively non-controversial technical bill, and
questions, Representative Hoppe? Seeing none, Representative Hoppe renews his motion, House File 1081 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Westrom, Chair will move that House File 1344 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Westrom, can you explain why the bill is before us?
Mr. Chair, let's send it up to the Finance Committee
Questions, Representative Westbrook? Seeing none, the chair renew the motion that House File 1344 4 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Representative Blaine is up next. Representative Johnson moves the House File 1732 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Blaine, explain why the bill's before us.
Mr. Chair,
Johnson, renews the motion on House File 1732 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Blaine. Representative Smith moves that House File 2092 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. Representative
Smith. Mr. Chairman, this is the so-called omnibus pensions bill, and due to the Senate not appointing their conferees till way late, I think that's part of the lateness and needs to go as you stated.
Questions for Representative Smith? Representative Coles.
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, could you explain to me Article 2, Section 9, Subdivision 3?
Happy to, Representative.
I would draw that question, Mr. Chair.
No further discussion. Representative Smith renews the motion on House File 2092 be recommended to pass and re-refer to the Committee on State Government Finance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Seifert moves that House File 2358 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chairman, this bill did not get a fiscal note in time, so Representative Gunther's committee forwarded it to Ways and Means. We were up against the deadline and really asked some member support to well.
Questions for Representative Seifert? Seeing none, Representative Seifert renews the motion of the House File 2358. You recommend it pass and be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion fails. Members, next, there were a handful of bills that were mistakenly referred. To Ways and Means, is that correct?
Yeah, from Ways and Means.
From Ways and Means to the Rules Committee. So this group of bills that passed Ways and Means were mistakenly referred to us instead of the General Register because of actually the Chief Clerk forgot that the Ways and Means Committee is not under deadlines. So I will move, the Chair will move that the following bills be recommended to pass to the General Register. House File 400, Representative Mahoney, House File 814, Representative Cornish, House File 898, Representative Sertich, House File 952, Representative Finstad, House File 1521, Representative Hamilton, House File 1964, Representative Peterson, House File 2335, Representative Sikora, and House File Senate File 1621, Representative Blaine, and the Chief Clerk apologizes for this mistake, but we should formally do this. So, Representative Keller.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that the lead on this committee from the DFL side was able to review these bills ahead of time and make sure that this motion is surprising.
Representative Carlson.
We did hit the list last week.
The Chief Clerk again apologizes for this statement. There's no further discussion. Chair, renew the motion that these bills be recommended to pass to the General Register. Okay, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. And that's it.